Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thought Leader Thursday here on the opening bell, and we're happy to have with us Doug Myers. Doug is Senior Vice President and the Chicago Private Client Market Leader at Associated Bank. Doug, good morning. Welcome back to the opening bell.
Good morning. Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
I want to have a conversation today about some of the trends in private banking this year, some of the things we might expect going forward. And one of those things is boutique private banking. What are we talking about when we say that?
Well, there's a burgeoning growth in boutique investment banks and wealth management firms. For example, Associated Bank now owns Whitnell, which was a family wealth management office out of Oak Brook. And by creating a boutique or buying a boutique, you can focus on your customers that you want to go after. For example, if you want to go after wealthy families, for example, a family office like Whitnell would be the way to do it. Other banks have boutiques under different names that they operate for family offices or for the wealthy. But it doesn't have to be for the wealthy clients. It can be for any segment that you want to attack. A lot of online banks, for example, are differently named than their parent bank, for example. And they do that to create a new brand, to create a new niche. And that's what's going on in the world today in banking.
So it's a selling piece, right? You try to attract new customers and you say, oh, by the way, if you come on board, we have this service, and this service, and we will treat you as a person.
Well, that's correct. And I think it's from a branding standpoint that you might want to have a different brand name, for example, when you market to a different specialized niche, for example, to the consumer base.
Is the boutique banking, is the characteristic, the chief characteristic of this, that it's has fewer clients and you have closer contact with those clients?
That's part of it. I think it's about focus. It's about establishing a niche and then focus exclusively on the niche you're going after.
We've talked about Whitnell before here on the Thought Leader segment. Wayne Janis is one of our other thought leaders and comes in and talks to us routinely.
Right.
A guy like him, he wealth of expertise, and I guess a client would see that when they have a conversation with him, right?
Absolutely. That's the model. And once again, it's about focus. It's about a specific skill set that you want to deliver to your client base, whatever that may be.
You said that this is how Associated has gone forward. They've brought in Whitnell. Any future plans? How will Associated Bank deal with, you know, this boutique trend
well,
in the future?
There are plans, and our continued growth is looking at different firms. For example, we've acquired two insurance firms in the past 2 years, both in out of Wisconsin, Milwaukee specifically. But it's a good way to grow. When you don't want to grow organically, you can grow through a different niche by acquisition. And Whitnell is an acquisition. We're continuing to look at acquisition targets. We just closed on a bank in Wisconsin that had the branches of another bank we bought that filled out our footprint in Wisconsin. And I think we're going to continue to look at opportunities like that.
Let's talk about some of the trends for private banking in 2019. Our artificial intelligence is one that we've had a conversation about before on this program. The idea is that more technologies, more of these futuristic type technologies are going to be available to more consumers.
And that's becoming more and more prevalent in our industry, in the banking industry. We're looking at artificial intelligence for consumer banking. We're looking at it on the wealth side. I just read an article that most of the bigger banks are spending lots of money, and specifically Bank of America, which is one of the top five banks in the country, is spending $3 billion on artificial intelligence. And the fintech industry is very robust. These high-tech companies are figuring out ways to infiltrate the banking business, so to speak, and most of them are becoming fairly successful after the last 5 years of figuring out what they want to do, and they're figuring out their platform and how they're going to operate within a bank.
And we're on with Doug Meyer this morning from Associated Bank. Doug is Senior Vice President and Chicago Private Client leader with Associated Bank.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
We're back on Thought Leader Thursday. Doug Myers is here from Associated Bank, continuing our conversation about some of the banking trends of 2019. Doug, before the break, we were talking about how artificial intelligence and some other technologies are helping streamline and make better operations at banks. And artificial intelligence is one of those that can, moving forward, do a lot of things for the banking industry. Does that mean we will see perhaps fewer bank fees, fewer employees at banks because of artificial intelligence?
Yes. Technology always is used to lower fees and to be more productive. And what I see in the industry is artificial intelligence will continue to grow, but at the same time, I think that will shift different tasks or duties away from other employees to do other things. So I think the technology, whether it be artificial intelligence or any other technology that we use, is going to be help us be more efficient. And that in turn lowers fees, absolutely.
So the dire warnings from some, this from entrepreneur.com, that up to 300,000 current jobs in asset management could disappear by 2025 in AI. Do you think that's too many?
You know, it's hard to say. I will say that 10 years ago, the prediction of branches going away has not materialized.
Right. More personalized financial products, maybe something that recommends better investments, a win-win for consumers?
I think behind the human contact and the human intelligence when it comes to investing, artificial intelligence can certainly help, and it can certainly help manage the behind-the-scenes portfolio in wealth management.
The job market is still pretty tight. Employers are doing all kinds of things to attract talent and find people and even steal people away from other companies. How's it going in the banking business?
There's starting to be a shift, and people are starting to move around. You know, it's becoming a robust economy for banks. We're still squeezed by margins a little bit, but I think, you know, looking 10 years after the banking crisis, that banks are now continuing to grow. The merger activity is healthy. Here in Chicago, there's been a couple of recent bank mergers, and that's helped the economy. You know, the bank mergers are all about efficiency, and that could lead to less employees. But at the same time, the banking industry is growing again, and it's good to see the consolidations and the activities around the mergers and acquisitions.
What's the best way to recruit talent? Is it offering more money, or are there a set of things that you can use to steal people away?
I think it's all the above. I think when you look at attracting talent, you have to look at benefits, you have to look at the work-life balance, you have to look at skill sets. And, you know, like I said, the good news is that there seems to be a lot of moving around and shifting, and that's always indicative of a healthy economy.
Do you at all look at the competition globally among banks? Because I know the CNBC article talks about how banks in Europe are struggling to find talent, and they've blamed the U.S. because here in the U.S. banks are paying top dollar.
Well, there's certainly a different philosophy with the UK banks. The banking industry in England has always been very conservative, very staid, and I know that there are 20 new startups trying to capture market share in the consumer bank in the UK. I know there was a gentleman who started a retail bank in the UK a few years ago, and he had started Commerce Bank out of New Jersey, and they were very successful. It later sold to Toronto Dominion Bank. So he took the same model and has incorporated it in Europe and specifically the UK. And from what I understand, they're being very successful. And it's all about customer service. It's all about offering products. And it's being aggressive in the consumer market. So I think that's going to be a big change. And there's also a lot of fintech companies that are starting up in Europe as a result of the kind of the slow, staid banking culture that they've had up to this point.
And it's not just people with financial backgrounds that are being recruited. I know last week we talked on the Thought Leader conversation that people who have these technical, and our conversation today has been about technology and automation and AI, that people with those backgrounds are highly sought after now by banks.
Absolutely. And as banks continue to use technology, artificial intelligence, a great example, we are looking for the high-tech people, the younger people who are more educated in the technology.
Doug, I know you have your ear to the ground, and I want to close today by, again, using your experience as a thought leader. What are you hearing out there? Are people still happy? Are companies still happy? Are your clients still optimistic?
I think so. I think there's a lot of angst about, we were talking earlier about people filing their tax returns, and I think there's stories coming out of people expecting bigger refunds than they might be getting. So I think there's a little angst about that. I think overall the economy, the general signs are very strong. I think that the trade issue is slowly being settled, and I think that's filtering into the economy. I think the bank's economy is very healthy right now. So we're very optimistic.
There was a report today that more Americans are defaulting on their car loans than ever before. Are there rumblings underneath the surface of people having trouble with money in the U.S., or is that...
I really haven't heard that specific story. We don't really do car loans, so that specific instance I really can't address. But I think overall the businesses are spending capital expenditure monies, and I think from a lending standpoint, we feel very bullish on the economy.
Doug, how can people get a hold of you and have this conversation one-on-one?
They can call me directly at 312-544-4600, and we'd love to have conversations around your financial planning and wealth management needs.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Steve.
Doug Myers is the Senior Vice President and Chicago Private Client Market Leader with Associated Bank. It's our Thought Leader Conversation. We do it every Thursday, and you can find more about our thought leaders at WGNradio.com on the Opening Bell page. You can also head over to AssociatedBank.com/thought leadership for more.